Let's go to Bruce Williamson. Bruce, good evening to you.
Good evening.
Bruce is a spokesperson for the rail passenger group Rail Future. Bruce, just could you go over for the benefit of our listeners again just what this one is about?
Yeah, it's about the role of guards on trains and the security of the role of the guard. Now, what Southwest Trains want to do is change the role of the driver so that the driver operates the door. And on some routes, not Southwestern, but other parts of the country, we have driver-controlled operation where you don't have a guard on the train. Now, obviously, that reduced costs, which is a huge incentive for a train operating company to do, but there are safety concerns as well, and there are concerns about job security for the existing guards on the train. So, apparently, Southwest has said, no, guards are secure. There's a guarantee that we're going to carry on having guards, but I suspect that the devil is in the detail here. Now, I think from my memory of what's happened in the past, they've said, we'll guarantee a guard on a train, but in exceptional circumstances, we'll allow the train to run without the guard on it. And the unions see that as the thin end of the wedge because, exceptional circumstances can become progressively less exceptional until they become routine.
So basically the union is saying no guard, no train.
Sorry, what?
The union is saying no guard, no train.
Yeah, they're digging their heels in. And obviously they feel quite confident about this or quite militant about this.
Except the only thing is, Bruce, if this is operating in other parts of the country, have there been incidents reported as regards safety so far? Or is it going all tickety-boo?
No, I think on the whole it is working. It works. It's fine.
It's hard to argue against that then, isn't it?
Well, I think it is. There's a little element of horses for courses here because, different trains and routes have different sort of circumstances. So, for instance, are you going between manned stations? If you're going from a deserted train to a deserted station, that has safety implications, particularly for, a lone woman travelling at night and so on. So, it isn't universal across the network. Obviously, tube trains, don't have guards on them anymore, and the Docklands Light Railway doesn't even have drivers on them anymore. So, well, it never did from the start. So that's been around for 30 years, driverless trains, it's nothing new. So like I say, it's horses for courses, but, we recognise that, that passengers like that human presence on the train. So it's definitely something that's reassuring for passengers.
Yeah, the union here, the RMT union, said the principles and agreements that were made in good faith with the company's negotiating team not being met. We now feel hugely let down. A failure to give assurances that the new operational model won't move to driver-controlled operation with the role of the guard butchered completely. So that means no guards. And then another line today that we're also hearing is lots of closures over Christmas because of engineering work, which isn't going to cheer commuters or people wanting to get home for Christmas up, is it?
No, of course not. No, but engineering work has to happen sometime. There's no time to do this essential work that won't inconvenience people. And obviously, Christmas hits the headlines because everyone imagines people, travelling home for Christmas. But let's not forget that most other days of the year there are millions of commuters who want to get to work, and they don't want to be disrupted either. But given that there are no trains running on Christmas Day and Boxing Day, if you've got major engineering works to do that take several days, a really big job, it makes sense to do them at Christmas rather than any other time of the year.
And just following up on the strike action, is that likely to change? Because obviously it's not due to start until the 2nd of December. Is there scope for this not to happen for further negotiations? And is this a tactic by the RMT, do you think, to try and encourage it?
Well, inevitably, yes. I mean, both sides are playing a game of brinksmanship. And RMT have said, the door's always open for talks. No doubt Southwestern Train will probably claim the same thing. But anything could happen. It's entirely possible that talks could reopen. It's entirely possible that an agreement could happen. But, I think, the unions are playing hardball, and they feel very strongly about this.
So do commuters, and I think a lot of them feel let down that this has gone on for so long. It's affected people's jobs. It's affected people's marriages. I spoke to a man recently who moved out to Surrey for a fresh start with his family, got caught caught up in all this commuter chaos and several, you know, strikes to that southwestern and southern lines. And he thinks it hasn't helped his marriage at all. So it can cut incredibly deep.
Indeed, yeah. I mean, you know, an organisation like ours, which campaigns for a better railway, you know, we're called Rail Future for obvious reasons, and, you know, it reflects badly on the rail industry. So we want this resolved. We want, you know, we want them to sort of bang heads together and get them to resolve it, you know, because it's this thing rumbling on is in no one's interest, really.
OK. Bruce, thanks very much indeed. Just bringing you all up to date with that. The RMT union has announced 27 days of rail strikes during December and on New Year's Day as part of a long-running dispute over train guards. That was Bruce Williamson. Bruce is spokesperson for the Rail Passenger Group, Rail Future.